Dirge for the Ocean by Leo Murray, read by Karina Lutz. Ancestral dream in physical form, bearing their ancient clay, this body of bone and blood, spirit matter soaring around a searing sun, tidal saline brine, timeless animal rhythm, the beating heart of usness, grounded in people and place, vast textured experience, 8,000 generations deep, interwoven, nuanced, voluminous, maybe some ways richer, sang and wept and kept alive a story for every star. Did they dream of me wailing, kneeling at the edge of a dying ocean, black gunk, my beloved stenching foam, chunks of fossilized sunlight diffused by the present day, the penguins and petrels of Pampawa Beach didn't make it to the ceremony that summer. Hey, at least the All Blacks won the World Cup. Did they dream of danger, of initiation and risk? I saw slithers of canvas in the howling rig, trees who gifted their multi-layered lives to human desires. I held my breath, with eyes open, as the Ikaroa plunged into thick green water, heaving, surging, quivering, gasping, rasping cold, holding on to hope in gales of gray, endless, unrelenting movement around, across, and away. I would rather my skin be torn open by the razor's teeth of sharks than be killed in a war for money or greed or power. Engulf me in the raw, visceral experience of breathlessness before exposing me to another air-conditioned shopping mall. Give me death by moray eel, by the flick of a whale's tail, by poisonous barb, by lightning strike at the top of the mast. I would trust that awe-inspiring, horrifying, sacred, holy sacrifice before any humane death under sterile lights or beeping machines. I would drown in the ocean and drown again in the rivers running beneath it, only to drown again in the lowest trench and sink into the center of the earth. When the Southern Cross is obscured by a billion false lights, I would set my sails for the cyclone of bewilderment, be whipped with cold salt air, starving, shivering, chapped and cracked and bleeding, lost for days and weeks and months and never seeing the sun or moon or stars. Then I surrender, not knowing, not abdicating, accepting. In that beingness, I hear my tupuna speak. To live is to trust the act of death. Western Waka sails blind in a sea of self-obsession, rivalrous dynamics compounded by exponential tech, tragedy of the commons race to the bottom, skippered by narcissism, powered by polarity. I prefer a fair, bloody fight to all this sneaking around, giving me the immediacy of nature a thousand times over. Crack this thick shellac of numbness, silence the anxious drone, awaken my ability to sense, to feel, to belong. To the frenzied explosions of kawaii, travelai, mackerel and snapper at the surface. To the thriving whales and dolphins, kingfish and sharks beneath. To the limitless gulls above, cormorants and diving shags, to the octopus and the stingray, the seals, the crays, and the phytoplankton, to the ocean floor forest, to the rocks, the coral, and the sands, I pledge my head, my heart, and my hands to live as you do, a part of, not apart from, the oceans, the skies, the mountains, the rivers, and the land.